You've found an encore presentation of the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI.
Several people are dead and nearly a dozen injured in this school shooting in Parkland right now.
She said that she was hiding, that she was fine, but for me to please call 911 because there was somebody hurt on the third floor. Said that she could hear the person who was shot, you know, crying out for help.
You're listening to the Taxi Stand Hour on Radio TFI on this Saturday, February 17th of 2018. I'm John Shannon. Thank you for joining us here on this rather somber day. We probably going to spend quite a bit of time talking about this today. We're talking about the shooting in Parkland, Florida at Marjorie Stroman, I guess it's known as Stroman Douglas High School in, again, Parkland, Florida. I'm sure by now you've probably had your share of news that has come at you from just about every angle on this, especially if you get onto social media. You've seen all the different news accounts and what have you. There is a lot of dimensions to this story. But let's not forget that there is one story that is consistent, and that is that there are 17 people dead after this senseless act. 15 students, 2 teachers. They are, I hate to say it because I'm rarely at a loss for words, but even after I've had a chance to try to digest some of this stuff, it's tough. And I don't know why this one. I mean, my God, we've had too many. One is too many, but we've had too many school shootings in recent memory here. And yet, I don't know why this one hits home, but I have a pretty good idea. This one, I feel even more, because this one happened right in the backyard of my friend and partner here, Mr. Ed Van Ness. Ed, I'm going to bring you into the conversation. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for joining us. Yeah, it's been a tough week here in Broward County, Florida. excuse me. And by the way, John, just to bring a little bit of humor into this, it is Stoneman, not Scroneman.
Didn't I say Stoneman?
No, you did not. By the way, we talked about that.
Oh.
So anyway, it's been a very difficult week. I've been inspired by some of the kids. We'll talk about that in a bit. But, you know, by now, we all know the numbers. You're all familiar with what happened. And the debate once again rages on of what can be done, what should be done, what will be done. I can tell you for myself, Wednesday, Valentine's Day, I was working and I had two people in the van, and I was taking them to Lauderdale Airport. Just as I picked them up, The one gentleman was asking, they were visiting family. He asked me, where's Parkland? I said, well, he said, is it on the way to the airport? I said, well, not unless you want to take a serious detour. And I didn't know what was happening at the time. On my tablet in the van, I have the tablet set up to use the apps. I was getting breaking news notifications from the local newspaper, one of the local TV stations. But I was driving, so I would glance at it, but I didn't really read them. And I was pretty steady and pretty busy all day. So I was getting dribs and drabs of information as the day went on. It wasn't until well into the evening, and by the time I got home, that I really had a full understanding of what would have been happening. Now, some of you may have seen my video post on Facebook that night. I was quite upset. I still am quite upset about the situation. Thankfully, I don't know anybody personally that was involved, but it doesn't make it any less tragic just because I wasn't personally involved. I have my older sister works in a school up in Long Island, New York. I have nieces and nephews. I have a nephew with small children who are going to be growing up in this environment. And I was quite upset. And I went on and I did a rant. It's about 5 minutes. And it attracted, I posted it to every page I subscribe to. And that would include all the Radio TFI pages and the associated show pages. There are some Uber driver pages that I subscribe to just to kind of keep up. You never know what nuggets you'll glean from one of those and any number of other pages. And some people took it to heart that I would go on and do my rant on their pages. And I kept explaining to people, especially the trolls, the gun-toting trolls who blame everybody but the gun itself. The gun's not at fault. But the point I kept trying to make and I kept reinforcing, and I did respond to them, every one of them, was what it was truly about. It was about dead children. We had 15 dead children, 17 people total dead. Now, mind you, this does not take into account each of those people. They have a family. Those folks are affected. You have the other students who had to literally live through this, watching their schoolmates and their friends be shot to death. This was about sympathy for the dead and the injured and the adversely affected. And of course, your trolls don't want to hear that. It's all about, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold dead fingers, to which I respond, well, let's start with prying those notebooks from the cold dead fingers of the dead children.
Yeah.
There's been a lot said. We're going to talk more about it. I just want to explain the opening, you folks, what we did here was, what you heard was one of the early news reports before it became clear, followed by a reporter speaking to a mother whose daughter thankfully survived, but who had called a while it was going on. And finally, the final piece of audio was taken from a Snapchat video of one of the kids as it was going on. Those are the actual gunshots. There's a lot of video out there like that. It's horrific. And then finally, we opened with Fly Like an Eagle, because the Stoneman Douglas High School mascot is the eagle, and they don't truly have a school song. They don't have an official school song. So from what I could find out, they play this a lot. So that was for the folks directly affected.
So, Ed, I've known you now. We've been doing this for, Jesus, I've lost track, well over half a year.
Longer than that, my friend.
When are we actually approaching our anniversary here, do you know?
We passed it 2 weeks ago.
Did we really? We didn't even mark it. Wow. And
we'll get to that.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, you know, in that amount of time.
By the way, that's only Radio TFI. That's not counting Blog Talk Radio.
I see. In the amount of time in which I've known you, I have never seen you that upset. Honest to God. And I tell you, I think that's what makes this one hit home. Because while ever so indirectly, this was in an area, you know, that I've never been to. I've never been to Fort Lauderdale, but, you know, somebody I know has somebody that, you know, I consider a friend is right down there in the heart of it. And I have never, like I said, I've never seen you get that upset. Obviously, it can't match the level in which the parents and family of those folks that are no longer with us. But it also hit home. And, you know, I'm sorry, maybe I'm not a radio professional, so I'm just going to put it right out there. It's time to stop talking about this stuff and start doing something. Even after the shooting in Las Vegas, wasn't a school shooting, obviously, but even after that, there are too many people out there that have too much access to dangerous, deadly weapons that can kill multiple people in short order, and it is time to get these off the streets, period. You can talk about all the other things. You can talk about, you know, this about Cruz's mental condition. You can talk about what militia or whatever he was a part of before this happened. You can talk about whatever motivated him. The fact of the matter is that he used an AR-15, which is a weapon that is not needed for is not needed for protection. It's not used for hunting. It's just something that just needs to be brought out of the general public's hands. And yes, anyway.
And if you're out there, we'd love to hear from you today. This is a conversation that everybody needs to have, and regardless of your take or your point of view, we'd really like to hear from you today at Taxi Stand Hour on Twitter, my personal Facebook page, look up Ed Van Ness, or you can call us here at 754, we should get the 800 number.
Yeah.
754-800-CHAT. That's 754-800-2428. We'd love to engage on this topic. As I said in the video the other night, and I've made clear here, and I've told the story about my one experience shooting a firearm, I'm not a gun person. I'm okay with people that keep guns. They do target practice, competitive shooting, hunters, that kind of thing. Responsible people who are firing one bullet at a time. These weapons, the AR-15, there is no point. I spoke to a gentleman last night that I was transporting, and we got into this. And he's a gun owner, and as we were having a very good discussion about it, we were on clearly opposite sides of the fence, but a very spirited and very coherent discussion. But he did kind of go off path a little bit when he said to me, when I used the word assault weapon, he says, he went off into this whole rant about how it's not an assault weapon and you can assault people with various other things. And at the end of his little rant, I said, okay, semantics is, I said, that's semantics. He says, yes, it is. I said, what we're talking about here is choose your terminology. It doesn't matter. If you can squeeze a trigger and fire off 300 rounds, we've got a bigger problem than, I mean, being able to squeeze off one round is a problem. Because one bullet can do significant damage, and there's untold hundreds of thousands of millions of people who have suffered at the hands of one bullet, let alone a barrage of bullets that you have no chance of escaping from. And he agreed with me, and we kind of left it at that. I don't want to hear thoughts and prayers.
No, absolutely not.
I honestly, from what I've been seeing the past few days and on the news, social media, just people I've been speaking to, I think this one may be the one where things change. I think we have reached that line. I am very proud right now of high school students all around this country who are organizing a walkout for next
you
week.
You saw that. I was going to mention that. Yeah, I'm glad you saw that.
And I am going to try to go to one of the high schools and at least just support them, just to be there, because this is the I just don't understand it anymore. How is it that we, on one hand, our president will stand there and blame mental illness for these issues, while a year ago he made it incredibly simple for those with mental illness to obtain firearms? He obliterated an Obama administration executive order that made it almost impossible for mentally ill to get to buy a firearm or to get a concealed weapon permit. The Trump administration 1 year ago obliterated that. So for all you politicians out there talking about how it's mental illness, fine, then it's your fault for letting this happen, okay?
Well,
and by the way, and let me get off on this rant.
Okay.
For every one of you sons of bitches that took a penny from a gun lobby, whether it's the NRA or not, oh, people will defend the NRA. Especially my senator, Marco Rubio, who ought to resign immediately for the amount of money he's taken from the gun lobby.
$3.3 million, wasn't it?
Around those numbers. And then to show up here yesterday and pretend like he cares about what happens, along with Trump. Nobody wanted Trump here yesterday.
No, I saw that story. Nobody wanted Trump there. The kids told him to stay away.
Kids wanted him to stay away. Everybody wanted him to stay away. There's no point. He is useless. I don't want to get into that. The question is, what can we do? Well, clearly, we can do more than we're doing now. We can clearly do more than we're doing now. There have been multiple stories regarding other countries and how they've handled it. The one that jumped at me in the past couple days was in Australia in 1996. There was 16 small children shot and killed in a classroom or in a school setting. Australia clamped down the rules. They put in strict gun control. You know how many since then? Nothing.
Hey, Ed, we got a call here from area code 516. All right, you're on the taxi stand hour. Yep.
Hello?
Hey, do me a favor and turn your device off or down or whatever, please. Can you hear me there?
Hi, this is Karen. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, that's hi, John. I'd like you to meet my sister. Karen, turn the sound down. There's a 20-second delay. Thank you. How you doing today?
Did we lose her?
Oh, I lost her years ago. Karen, turn down your computer and call us back. Don't worry, there'll be a replay. So anyway, Karen works in a school, and we spoke a little bit yesterday, and we came to the conclusion that we went to school in the 60s, and the most dangerous thing we had to worry about was a nun with a ruler.
You know it.
You know, and
yeah.
She'll get Karen. You get back to us as soon as you can. Looking forward to talking to you. So, go ahead, John. You were
well. Just quickly before I answer this, my wife's also a teacher, and so I totally get this. Just a second. We'll try to bring Karen back into the conversation here.
Yeah, these newfangled computers. I'm just, you know, coming into the 20th century here. How are you?
You're just coming into the 20th century? You got some catching up to do. Hi, it's nice talking to you, Karen.
Here, John, same here. Nice to meet you. I just figured, I don't know, I just turned it on right now, so I just don't know what you got. I mean, I know what you guys are talking about, and I just want to pipe in with it. That I think
please
what
do.
Happened, what happened the other day, and I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken. I work in an elementary school. I look at my kids' faces every day and just think of the horrific things. It's just heartbreaking. And by the way, I did jump on when my brother went live with his very well voiced rant in regards to this. And I'm still waiting for an answer from a certain person. I believe his name was Eugene. We didn't know who he was. But he still has not answered any of my questions. So, come on, Eugene. I'm still waiting for you, brother. Come and answer my question.
I love her already.
Brother, still waiting. Don't be hiding behind nothing. But in all regards, and like you said, I heard Eddie talking about jump. Yeah, he could go jump in the big swamp in Washington, drown himself, as far as I'm concerned. And I'm glad the kids asking for him not to show up.
Well, so absolutely.
What do you agree on that?
No, I totally agree. I totally agree, and actually somewhat expected it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's going to look good for him right now if he, look at me. But no, he should just stay there. He should just stay the hell away.
Exactly.
Like, literally, get the hell out of the White House, stay away. You know,
we could only be so lucky.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. But, you know, other than, you know, yes, I think something definitely needs to be done. You know, I don't know what. I don't know why people need AR-15s, which I was told 50,000 times that it's really not an assault weapon. Well, my friend Eugene, who I asked the question to, does it still shoot bullets and kill people? Eugene, are you there? Answer my question. Still haven't heard from Eugene.
And you probably won't. It's
Karen, I'm keeping an eye out for him. I've been watching the Facebook page every day.
No, me too. Do you know him?
No.
Do you know who he is? Oh, okay.
No, you have to understand, Karen. I posted that to a bunch of pages that I subscribe to. And so I got reactions from people that I don't know. I was telling John earlier, I blocked a number of people with opinions similar to Eugene's, because basically my point that night was dead children. It was a sympathy thing. Now, I've since basically I had given them a timeout. I went back the next day and unblocked them all so that they could see anything future that went on. But how are the kids in your school handling it? I know they're a little younger than Stoneman Douglas kids, but.
To be perfectly honest with you, I was talking to my husband about this last night. I believe kids are now desensitized. Unfortunately, desensitized to what's going on. A few of them did ask, you know, what would happen. And, you know, you tell them we do the best we can to keep you safe.
Right.
But, you know, we do have things in practice. We do have things in place. You know, and I pray to God that we don't have to do this. Yes, for the past 2 days, I was very anxious going to work, because I'm going to be quite honest with you. If they want to get in, they're going to get in.
Right.
They're going to get in.
Right.
Isn't that the truth? You know,
I have told them that my heart is aching. Because, well, my brother will tell you, if you mess up my children, that's one thing. Now you mess up my grandchildren. And I know violence is not to get violent, you know, but...
Can't help the feeling sometimes.
My baby put to school like that. It's horrifying. But I really believe the kids are being desensitized. Mm-hmm. They just, you know, they play these video games with the, you know, it means nothing to them, I think.
Karen, while you were getting ready to call back in, I mentioned to John what we talked about the other day, how when we were kids in the 60s, the most dangerous thing we had to worry about was a nun with a ruler.
Oh, dear God, and brother with the strap. Absolutely.
Well, there was that, too. But, yes, that was, well, I'm glad you called in today.
As always. Now I have seconds of fame and I have to go now? No.
No, I didn't say that. I was gonna lay a compliment on you, but I was gonna say when I really need it, my big sister is always there.
Absolutely.
To help me out.
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I have an opinion like everybody else has an opinion. A lot of
you
people
do.
Don't like to hear. They, you know, people want to be right so desperately, and sometimes it's just better to just let them, you know, sometimes
That's
it's better
right.
not to argue. But the other day was something, I'm sorry, that, you know, I have to say, I did put up a little thing the other day about there's been 18 school shootings since January.
45 days. Yeah.
And
you have
a person jumping in. Well, you have to remember that if there was an incident where a cop came into a school and his gun went off. Oh, that was considered a school shooting.
That actually happened here in my home state.
Okay, that could even be the state that they were talking about. They
yes.
didn't identify the state, but I don't know. A school shooting is a school. I mean, thank God nobody got killed, nobody got hurt, nobody. Me personally, we have security guards in our school. Me personally, somebody put up a thought. Maybe with our veterans that are coming home. I mean, you know, maybe they could become patrol of schools or whatever. Or maybe we should have our security guards armed and ready to go.
The thing is, we have
security guards.
School districts probably aren't going to want to pay for that. It's like somebody pointed out about supplying teachers. They want to be able to supply teachers with firearms and what have you. They can't buy teachers. They're unwilling to buy them toner, for Christ's sake. How are they going to turn around and buy weapons?
You don't have to tell me. I'm well aware of what they get and what they don't get. Believe me.
Uh-huh.
And you're right. You're right. There's no way. There's just absolutely no way. But, you know, but like I said, in my element, I'm here 20 years doing what I do. And, you know, there were times like when this happened, I was going through in my head when if I'm in the classroom with my recess class, where am I going to? I already had a plan in my head where I was going to put these little first graders. Now,
that's a shame. That is something you have to actually have to take into consideration while you're with your kids.
Like my husband last night, I said I had the whole plan in my head where my first graders were going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had it all of my, and I'm thinking to myself, son of a gun. That's, you know, this is the world we live in now, you know, to keep kids safe. But as an adult, you do what you have to do.
Can I ask you something? How does your husband feel about the fact that you're in a school situation where something like that could potentially happen? I mean, I know we're talking about school kids, but we also talk,
right.
you know, in, Parkland, you know, there were two adults, two hero teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does your husband feel about the fact that you're in that situation?
that were killed, but I could be wrong on that. You know, he knows what I do. He doesn't say much about it, but he's aware of what I have to do. I'm a recess cafeteria aide, so I'm outside with the kids. I'm inside with the kids. Uh-huh. Like we were just discussing last night, God forbid if there's somebody on a roof. You know, we do have something in place. We have to tell the kids, you can run in the serpentine. You know, just run. Don't run in a straight line. God forbid somebody was shooting at them from the roof. Mm-hmm. Now, that's I can't even fathom that this is what we have to think of.
Yeah.
And, John, let me tell you something that's interesting about my sister and I. And, Karen, I think you'll agree with me.
Dad.
We had a brother and a brother-in-law that were police officers. I don't think we were ever this concerned.
No.
You know.
And that's, yeah. Yeah. My wife's a teacher, too, and I tell you something that I worry about that. I worry about about kids that that go crazy in the classroom. I mean, fortunately, it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened so far this year. But there have been students that have went ahead and attacked teachers. And I'm thinking of my wife teaches right now fifth grade in gifted and talented.
Okay. And I'm just going to leave that right there. Like, I work, well, I'm just going to say, because, you know, God only knows who's ever listening. We do have children that sometimes will flip a desk. I had it the other day. One kid, he wanted to do something, and I let the other kid do it, and he literally was gunning for the kid. So,
good Lord.
But it's on that in there. This is what I'm dealing with. The social workers, ring doors for recess, and the kid was, because I wouldn't let him hand out Play-Doh. The kid lost his mind. Lost his mind. But you know what? Hey, I handled it like I would handle it if it was my own children. I mean, I didn't slap the kid. I can't do any of that. I don't mean it that way. But I had to
Karen, hold
until the social worker came. Yeah.
Karen, speaking of flipping out, John was saying earlier how in the year and a half or so he's known me, he's never seen me that angry. Would you please correct the gentleman on the Van Ness temperament?
John, you. Yes, okay. If that was the first time you've ever seen him, then you've been quite lucky. Actually, we all go in order. There's six of us. Like, who has the worst temper down to who has the least worst temper? He's kind of in the middle. So, but he has had.
I feel like I'm a solid number three behind your sister and your youngest brother.
No, well, yeah, you'll be in the middle. You'd be in the middle.
Yeah.
You'd be in the middle, Don. Yeah, but you haven't met me when I've lost my marbles or my one other brother, Joey, who is like the king of losing his marbles. So, you know, we're all psyched. We're all crazy.
You know, Karen, before we go, and we're going to move on. I thank you so much for
calling. Yes, indeed.
I'm gonna touch base with you, but I also, before we go on a completely different topic, would you like it explained to me? Would you like to have me explain it one more time? How it is we're the same age right now?
Yes. No, I
you
know
would.
That.
What? Oh, okay.
What is the
problem? You're always confused every year.
Oh, no.
Thanks.
Well, if you get a Facebook follow from some weird looking guy with sunglasses and a black Delete Uber hat, it's me. So
I know who you look like. I took your picture before. I know who you look like.
Oh, it's hanging up on a dartboard. Is that the deal?
I don't. No, but I have seen your picture, so it's perfectly fine. I will accept the friend request. It's not a problem at all. So. All right, fellas, go back to your discussion. As a matter of fact, I have to work a basketball game today. We're in the playoffs, so I have to go up to Brentwood later. So
exactly.
I'm working today.
Exactly. So well, good luck with that.
Yep. You guys have a great day, and I'll be chatting with you soon. Now, what do I do? Just turn off my phone, I guess? Hang up?
Just hang up.
But before you do, give the little ones a big old hug and a kiss from great Uncle Ed.
I will, but next time I see them, I saw them Thursday. Okay. They're delightful, and I certainly will let them know. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Karen.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my! Yes, I can definitely see that.
And we're being very nice right now too. We're being very on our best behavior. So that was my sister Karen. She works in a school with the little one. She's got a heart as big as all outdoors, and she's worried. She has two boys of her own. They're both grown now. And she has three grandchildren who are little and cute and adorable and range in age from, I want to say, 3.5 to 1. Mm-hmm. I may be off on that. I know the youngest one just turned 1. The oldest, I think, is about 3.5. But she'll correct me at some point, down to the hour and minute.
I tell you something. When you know somebody that's in a situation like that, and you brought up a good point. You had family that were police officers.
Right.
And they, you didn't worry about them. I mean, you down deep inside, you worried, but you didn't, it wasn't in your frontal lobe, if you will.
No, it wasn't a daily concern.
You know, and they're police officers are trained to
and
deal.
Armed.
And armed. And
which, by the way, I still think it was a mistake on the part of the city of New York on both of their parts. I don't believe either one of them should have been armed. I still don't believe they should be armed.
I hear you.
That's neither here nor there.
Yes, exactly. I
can tell you from the perspective of my brother, anytime I was around him, that gun was secured. His off-duty weapon was secured. There was no monkeying around with it. There was no playing around with it. It went into its spot, wherever that was. I still don't even know where it was, and I don't want to know. And that was that, and that was it. And another huge problem we have, of course, is not just people getting AR-15s, but irresponsible gun owners.
Well, that's just it. That is part of the biggest part of the gun problem that we have. The fact is there are good people, you know, who come back perfectly clean on any kind of background check. They are, for whatever reason, they decide they want to own a gun. But the problem is far too many times. Look how many times you see on the news where a gun was accessed by some 6-year-old and shot their 3-year-old brother or something like that because they got a hold of the gun.
Right. We have a PSA that plays on the station that addresses exactly that. The audio is a little child, you know, basically talking about how they act. It's like a 4 or 5-year-old child talking about how they accidentally shot their friend or their brother or sister in the belly because daddy left the gun out.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, if if you're gonna have this type of thing, which let's remember, let's make no mistake about it. What is the purpose of a firearm? To kill. That's its intent. It's its only purpose.
Exactly.
Anything else to do with it is side issues. It's designed and engineered to kill.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of folks will say, "Well, what are you? You have a drunk driver. What are you going to do? Take away all the cars? A car is not intended to kill. A car can kill if you're an irresponsible nitwit. But you don't buy a car to kill somebody. Well, most people don't anyway. But a gun? Why do you buy a gun? Oh, it's for protection. Protection from what? What is it? What situations do you believe you're going to be in that you're going to have the drop on somebody? Now, does it happen occasionally that somebody walks into a convenience store, it's being held up, and they're able to, you know, help in some way, shape, or form? Yeah, it happens. But let's face it, in a lot of those situations, that the bad guy wasn't going to shoot anyway.
Yeah.
And again, responsible gun owners, fine. It is what it is. I'm not thrilled with it, but I'm, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I've lost my train of thought now.
It's upsetting enough to be able to do so. One of my Facebook friends brought up a very valid point. as far as gun ownership. Again, I don't have any problem with people who are responsible gun owners, who know how to keep their guns locked up, to do whatever it takes to keep that gun put in a safe place, away from children, away from, quite frankly, if they're, heaven forbid, if you're burglarized and they come in. You know, one of the first things that burglars look for these days, you know, is there are guns laying around and what, you know, because guns, well, there's a lot of things you can sell out in the open market, if you will, but guns are one of the most, I hate to say, one of the highest sought items when it comes to being out on the street, you know. Where can you buy a gun?
And I have a bit of breaking news here.
Okay.
According to my sister, her oldest granddaughter will be 4 on March 17th. The middle boy will be 2.5, and the youngest girl just turned 1. So,
you said she would update.
Told you.
Definitely. But
I was surprised she didn't do it down to the day and the minute. But
what would you think about making it completely mandatory that you, if you want to purchase a gun, first off, I don't think that you should have private purchases of guns whatsoever. You should not go from person one to person two. I think that
absolutely not.
Guns should be, so if you're going to buy a gun, it needs to be in a controlled, from a gun shop or whatever. I don't buy guns, so I don't really know the process. What would you think about it being, if it was mandatory that they had insurance?
Oh,
liability insurance for that.
Without question. Insurance, and I'll tell you something else that needs to go away immediately: gun shows.
Yes, absolutely.
Here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, just spitting distance from Stoneman Douglas High, is in downtown Fort Lauderdale, is War Memorial Auditorium. War Memorial Auditorium is owned by the city of Fort Lauderdale. This is city property. And 4 to 6 times a year, there is a gun show held on that property. Now, to me, that's not even the worst part of it. You have guns, more guns being sold outside and in hotel rooms than you do at the gun inside the show itself. It's so easy to just get a gun. You just walk up, give somebody enough dough. So we need to abolish gun shows. We need insurance. And by the way, for all of you out there who think, oh, your rights are being infringed upon, your right to have your hobby, screw you. 17 dead people.
Exactly.
And the list goes on. Your hobby is, I don't want to use the word, is upstaged by dead kids, by parents having to make funeral arrangements for 14-year-olds. I don't care about how many guns you own, how much money you've invested in, what you think your rights are according to the Second Amendment. And by the way, you are wrong. It doesn't say that at all. And let's talk about the Second Amendment for a moment. I read something the other day that I think really, really nails it. The framers of the Constitution did not ever anticipate that to be a static document. And I saw the analogy that it would be like telling you you have to wear the same coat you wore as a boy. You have to be able to grow and change. And they keep clinging to a document, to that amendment that was created back in the days of the musket.
I was just going to say that.
The framers of the Constitution, the fathers of our country, could not have anticipated the AR-15, the M-16, all these rapid-fire weapons. They could not have anticipated them. So to sit there and say, it's your right, screw your right. You know what? I go back to parents making funeral arrangements for children. Parents sending their children to school, and they never come home. Let's talk about your rights. You get to come home.
Yeah.
It's us. We can no longer accept these arguments. It's my right. Screw your right. Okay? If that's your right, then we need to change it. There are plenty of other civilized countries that have enacted strict gun control. And guess what? They don't have any mass shootings. And what are you going to claim? That it's you claim it's all mental illness here in this country when we have these shootings. So what are you saying? Australia has no mental illness? The United Kingdom has no mental illness? Canada has no mental illness? You're crazy if you think it's not mental, if you think that. We can do something. We will do something. And if we have to, whether the wave is blue, red, purple, pink, or polka dot, we have to move you nitwits out of office, then that is what we will do. Marco Rubio, I'm looking at you, Pally boy. I am looking at you. Somebody put up a meme on my Facebook page, and it's funny. The only thing easier to buy in America than a gun is a Republican senator.
Yeah.
I mean, how much money, Marco? What's it take? What's it take? Give us your price. Let's line up all the senators. How much will it take for us to get sensible gun control out there? And again, nobody's saying we're going to take away your hunting rifles, your shooting, your target pistols and all that. But, John, again, I agree with that 100%. Liability insurance. You want to own a firearm? Look, let's go back to the analogy of the car.
The car. Exactly.
You need to have insurance on that car. Why don't you have insurance on something that can inflict just as much damage?
Exactly.
And look, I can run away from a car. I can jump into a building doorway and avoid the car. If you chase me into the building doorway, you're still going to get me with the gun.
Yes.
I've ranted.
Yeah, yes, and very well put. You know, you have to understand, folks, that this hit home for Ed. When it happens, you know, in your backyard. I mean, you know, of course,
this is not about me, John. Let's not make this
well,
about
but no, I am not making it about you. But I understand why you are as upset as you are. I mean, we can all talk about just about every mass shooting that there is. I was a little, you know, I was sad.
You took it to Hartford, Vegas.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I still have friends that live in Vegas.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. But I understand it. And, you know, yes, normally we try to banter about and have a little bit of fun on this show and what have you. But there's nothing funny about this, man. The time has come where this has got to stop. I want to take a couple of side roads off of this real quick. One of the things that has been mentioned now is that the FBI might have dropped the ball on this. Apparently there was some people were reporting this. I don't know his first name. Last name, Cruz.
Nicholas.
Yeah, Nicholas Cruz.
With a K.
Yeah, exactly. Could have put three Ks in that name, I think.
Well.
But, you know, what's so funny about social media these days is how people try to twist this story. I saw one early that supposedly Nicholas Cruz was a registered Democrat. They even tried did you see that?
Yeah. No, actually, I got that sent directly to my Facebook page.
Did you really?
But that was one of the things that the people, some of the responses I got from my video were, well, you know, he was a Democrat, it's a liberal, and that's why...
Somebody tried to say he was gay, and that he was mad because he was gay. Yeah, I was
pretty upset about it too that he was gay. But.
Yeah.
Oh wait a minute, he wasn't gay. Oh, maybe he was. Who cares?
Well, that's just the point with this. We have to be careful where we get these news stories, news sources these days. But there is one thing, like I said in the beginning, that. Whatever that can't be disputed. There are 17 people that are dead because of this, and something needs to be done. You're absolutely right. Something needs to be done.
Well, one of the things that's going to be done, they announced this yesterday, is the building that it occurred in is going to be torn down.
Which oh, really?
I think that's a smart move. They did the same thing in Sandy Hook.
Oh, I think I remember hearing that, yes.
Yeah, and I think it's good because, let's face it, current students are not going to want to go back in that building. And if you keep the building, future students are always going to have that, oh, this is where this kid died, and this is, you know, it's better just to level it. On a brief side note here, my last ride of the night last night was one of my regular customers. It's a couple. They come down from the D.C. area every few weeks. Brought them in from the airport. So she's a teacher. She's a fifth grade teacher. And we were chatting about this whole thing. And she was saying how, you know, it's a shame now because we're going to have to pay to keep this kid fed and alive for, you know, and he's young. So the state may be footing the bill for this kid for the next 60 years. And I told her what I believe would be in this case, in a case like this, is a better punishment, or at least more satisfactory to the people involved. I firmly believe in a case like this, every day at noon, a member of an affected family gets to come in and punch or kick them anywhere they want, once a day. The nuts, punch them in the throat, pull out an eyebrow, every day for the rest of his life.
I laugh. I'm not meaning to make fun of that, but
I'm not. I'm not making fun of it. It is. I believe at this point, he should suffer like all these people, these literally thousands of people. Because let's take this out a little bit. Now, I've seen posts from kids that were involved in school shootings 20, 25 years ago. They're still dealing with the effects, which means the people they work with in one way or another deal with it. They're the people that in their relationships, their friends, mm-hmm. while it may not always be on the surface, you know, it's there and it's affecting their lives. So this has wide-ranging effects. And I don't believe that a little kick in the nuts once a day would be a horrible thing.
Yeah,
I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
You see, it's easy. It's funny when somebody does something like this. You do. You sit. Your mind races with the number of things that you could do to punish this person. The death penalty is too good for this guy to have him taken out. And I understand that apparently he's looking at plea bargaining already, just so he can avoid the death penalty because. Yeah, let's face it. If this goes to trial and he's convicted, there's no way around it. Well, hey, stranger things have happened. All right, we have area code 503 calling. You're on the taxi stand hour.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Who are we talking
good.
To?
Good. My name is Blake.
Hi, Blake.
How are you?
Morning, Blake. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. What?
Blake, go ahead. Blake? Did we lose him, John?
Let me see. I don't think we did.
Okay, well, Blake, if you're still there, we'd love to hear what you have to say.
I don't know if he hung up or what the story was, but
okay.
He isn't on the... He isn't on the stream. Anyways, by the way, if you do want to call in, 754-800-2428.
We've got about 4 minutes left, folks. So if you want to give us a call, by all means, we'll squeeze it in there.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I tell you, a couple of sidetracks with this. You want to talk about the mental health issue. We know that he was crazy enough supposedly to join a white supremacist group.
Do we know that for a fact?
Well, apparently
somebody claimed that from that group. I think that's been pretty well debunked.
You think so?
I'm pretty confident.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident that's been debunked.
Yeah, well, again, and I hear there's the story. You know, you have to watch where you get your news sources from. I saw that on a couple of different sources. I'll have to look again. But oh, by the way, going back to the number here, I've discovered a nice thing here. If you're listening to this on the replay or on the archive or however else you're listening to this, you can still call that number. Again, 754-800. Yes, I can receive it. I do get recordings. I know I hear the marbles rattling, but I do hear yes, I do get recordings and able to get it that way as well. So if you feel like leaving a message, you don't want to talk live, you know, feel free. So I love it when you shake your head wildly like that. No. I'm sure I'll hear it post show why he was doing that. But anyways, you know, mental illness, it is a serious problem. And I don't want it to ever be used as a crutch for something like this, because, you know, you can say I suffer from PTSD. You know, I've lost both of my parents when I was a kid. You know, I was beaten like a government mule before my mother passed away. You can go through all the things as far as mental. The fact is, despite all that, I would never in a million years want to go out, purchase a firearm, and go shoot up a school. So let's try not to make this too much of a crutch here for this person. You know, that's my biggest fear is that he is going to Nicholas Cruz is going to wind up playing the mental health card, and he is going to wind up getting off that way, and he's going to be in some mental hospital, which, for those of you who talked about the fact that, you know, one interaction I had, you know, back in the day, we used to have mental hospitals. We kept them detained if they were a danger to themselves or to society. You know who abolished that? The conservative messiah himself, Mr. Ronald Reagan. I lost Ed's connection here, by the way. We connect via Skype. And Eddie hung up on me. Oh, is he mad at me? No, I don't know what happened there. But anyways, I'll carry on here for the next minute or two, or at least until he calls back or whatever. I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and end this. Yep. Hello, is that you, Ed?
Yes, it is. My Skype shut down. It's time for us to say goodbye anyway.
It is time to say goodbye, and we will leave
several
you with this.
Several people are dead and nearly a dozen injured in this school shooting in Parkland right now.
She said that she was hiding, that she was fine, but for me to please call 911 because there was somebody hurt on the third floor. Said that she could hear the person who was shot, you know, crying out for help.
Slipping into the future.